tell you what, you know, we've talked about, got lunch ready down there just about, but I'm not ready to stop up here yet, are y'all? Boy, it's good, isn't it? I'm glad I came today. Good singing, good to be in the house of the Lord. Got an order of business we need to take care of. Very important. A lot of times we overlook this, but according to the Word of God in the book of James, and I'll read this to you, book of James chapter 5, verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. We had a request by Linda Lewis that we would bring her forward this morning. Linda, Henry, y'all come on up. Linda's been diagnosed with breast cancer. But it don't scare us. We're saddened by it. But it don't scare us because we've been through this before. And she's committed to what God tells us to do. So many people bypass this and say, well, I don't see the reason in it. I'm telling you because God said it. God said it. Bring them up, call for the elders of the church, anoint them with oil, and pray for them. And that's what we're about this morning, and we'll continue. So I want all the elders of the church, let me give an explanation on the elders of the church, that if you're here and you think God hears your prayer, you come up. If you're faithful to this church, and a lot of people say, well, I don't know whether to go or not. But I'm going to tell you, you're invited up here. Elders of the church. All of you start assembling up this way. Linda, I want you right out in the center. Sit her on the stool right here. Sit her right out so everybody can get to her. Come on, ladies. Don't hold back on us. Call the elders of the church. Okay. Let them pray for her, anointing her with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus. Can y'all push up a little bit closer? Everybody can get a hand on her. Dear Heavenly Father, we've come in obedience to your word. God, doing what you say to do, that we come, that we anoint, God, that we lay hands on her, the elders of the church praying for her. You know the situation she faces, but God, it don't scare us because we know that you're the God who can take care of all situations. Dear God, we thank you, Father, for being a God that we can look to, that can handle the situations that we face, and God, that we can be at this time. God, just we pray for Linda. I pray also for Henry, give him strength through this time and opportunity, God, that you'd be with him. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you praise, honor, and glory for all that you do and all the promise you've given. And God, we know that at this time that your touch is upon her, that God, we can handle this situation. God, we thank you for the word. Don't bring fear to us because we know you're the God that can handle all situations and everything that comes in our life. God, pray and asking this all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Now then, all right, go right ahead. Amen. Amen. Now, all right, praise the Lord. Now let's give her a little bit more encouragement. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but all you that's had breast cancer and survived it and over it, stand up. Praise God, cancer, don't scare us. Because we've got a God that can, will, and wants to. When you call on Him, I believe we can handle it. Whatever it's through, if it's through the doctors, if it's through treating or just miraculous healing, we're going to accept it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we've got evidence. You know, we just can't let things like that get us down. I tell you what. Got about two or three verses I want to read to you. About two or three verses. If you'll look with me, Matthew chapter 11. I'm crying a little bit. I can't hardly see. Can't see too good, but that's okay. Matthew chapter 11. You know, I've been reading in the Old Testament through this week in my reading, not actually studying, but just reading. I was reading in the book of Exodus. You know, it's one of my favorite things. We'd had that skit Wednesday night. If you missed Wednesday night, you missed a good time. Amen. How many of you had a good time Wednesday night? Amen. Well, I tell you what, they come out there piling them chains on that young man, and I kind of felt sorry for him because they had him loaded down, you know, with the chains of sin. And I appreciate our youth group inviting us down. Had a really good time. And that kind of motivated me in some things about the freedom that we have as sons and daughters of God. I'm telling you, God blesses us. You know, Jesus said it very plain. He said, if I set you free, you're free indeed. And I thought about the freedom from sin. You know, they did that little skit, and they had a young man up there, and they had him reading off all these file cards, you know, where he'd done this wrong, he'd done that wrong. And every now and then, here'd come a young lady up there, and they'd drape a big old log chain around his neck. Not one or two, but three. They just kept walking up there, putting log chains on him. Then he come up there with a bunch of rope and just more or less tied him up, you know. And it showed where he was bound and tied by sin. And then Jesus showed up. It's a good skit, wasn't it? A good skit. When he was down at his lowest point, he was burdened by the things of sin, and Jesus showed up. And all this week, you know, it's been on my mind ever since Wednesday night. It's been on my mind about the freedom that we have from sin. And I got thinking about the freedom from slavery, a symbol of sin, when God brought His children out of Egypt and headed them toward the promised land. And, you know, His thing was He wanted them to have better than what they had. And all week I've been excited about this, you know, and I'm not going back to Exodus today, but I want to tell you, over there, God had a plan. He said, I'm going to bring them out of Egypt, I'm going to bring them out of bondage, and I'm going to give them a place, a life better than they've ever known before. And I thought about the promise He began giving to the children of Israel, and it's still good today. You know, God hadn't changed. We're serving the same God today that they served in that day. And I believe with all my heart that today there'd be somebody here that God would intend for them to have a better life, more productive for the cause of Christ, happier, more peaceful, whatever it might be. And as I began thinking about this, you know, God brought them out. He made the way. And I thought, well, the leadership during that day, it said that God led them during the day by a pillar of cloud that they could just look up and see the direction they're supposed to go. At night, He led them by a pillar of fire. Every night, there was no doubt we're supposed to go this way. This is the way God wants us to go. And all they were required to do, God furnished the leadership. God furnished the promise of the promised land. And all they had to do was keep moving and go forward. And so I thought about today what a privilege we'd have at New Salem Baptist Church that somebody decided, okay, I'm going to quit sitting around. I'm going to quit being lazy. I'm going to go the direction God sends me, and I'm going to receive better than what I've got today. God wants somebody to improve their situation today. Amen. I know it. I can feel it. The power of God all through the house, and He's telling somebody, I want you to have better than what you got. Think about it. What a privilege we've got to come in. And God said, all you got to do is just continue. Don't stop. You know, we've got tendencies in our church that we get a little lax, we get a little slow. There's some days that I think, well, I could do this another day and I'll put something off. But I'm going to tell you, today is the day. I believe today is the day that God blessed us, this church, brought you here, and you could improve some part of your life, some quality of your life, whether it's peace, whether it's joy, whether it's happiness, whatever it may be. But I believe all you got to do, God's showing you the way today, right now, through this voice that you're hearing and the power of God revealing to you. All you got to do is just keep moving forward. Don't quit. Don't stop. Don't give up. You've got a promise from God on the way. In Matthew chapter 11, and reading in verse 28, it said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now you think about the rest that God promises right here, that Jesus said, all you got to do is come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And all through the week, you know, my mind went to the situations that we faced through the week. You know, I had a death in the family and had a funeral going on. And I thought, well, if we all we got to do, you know, it kind of burdened us down. It bothered us. You know, that was the last of that older generation, the Chris. They're gone now. And I got thinking about, you know, okay, we're burdened down. We're laboring. All we got to do is come to Jesus. All we got to do is just get in Jesus. It goes a little farther. It said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest," what is it? "Unto your souls." And so we start talking about the rest that God plans for us that we're to have as His children. When He started the children of Israel across the wilderness toward the promised land, all they had to do was just keep on and keep on and keep on. You know, their responsibility was to get up in the morning and walk till it got late in the afternoon. Then they could stop and rest, and the next day He asked them to do it again. I want us on a daily basis as Christians, as sons and daughters of God, members of New Salem Baptist Church, or even visitors of the church, whatever it might be, that we decide in our minds, in our heart, that we're going to continue, we're going to move forward, we're not going to stop, we're not going to give up, but we're going to go to that rest that God is. God's got a promise for this church. God's got a promise for each of you here today that He said, if you'll just continue, don't quit, don't give up. Don't stop in the wilderness on us. There ain't nothing out there for us. We got better coming. But He's in verse 30, it said, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And I thought about the things that we go through in life, the ups and downs and the troubles and the problems. You know, we just brought Linda up here and prayed for her. That sounds like an awful thing. Guess what? Get in Jesus. Just get in Jesus. He said He'll make that burden light, that we don't have to contend or worry that anymore. I tell you what, I'm going to stop right there. If you didn't get enough preaching, come back tonight. I'll finish this up, but we've got several more things to do. Some of y'all don't know about it. First of all, I need to open the doors of New Salem Baptist Church. We receive members by letter, forthcoming letter, baptism, and certain circumstances by statement. We've had some people saved in the church. Thomas came forth last week, and he's a candidate for baptism, and we've talked with him. We're going to set that on the 15th on Sunday night. Thomas is going to be baptized. Stand up, Thomas, so they see who you are. Praise the Lord. He was saved week four last, and praise God. Come on, young lady. Come on, I'm looking at you. I'm just matter of fact, Thomas, I think you ought to just come up here. I ain't going to let him off that line. He's grown, ain't he? And we're proud of him. Yeah, Thomas is saved week before last. And he came for a candidate to join the church last week's candidate for baptism. And so I've talked with him today. We didn't set the date. We're going to set the date the 15th. November the 15th on Sunday night, we're going to have a baptizing here. We got one candidate right now, and your desire is to join the church right through baptism. She was saved last week. Was it last week when you say? Week before last, she was saved. Had a big week. Praise the Lord, you know. And so she was saved, and she's confessed Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. I've heard her confession. I try to make it easier on the young folks, but I do want them to be absolute and be sure. Be absolute, be sure. And she's told me without a doubt that she's saved. She asked Jesus into her heart and asked Him to save her. Now that's what you have to do, and believe that He's the Son of God and died on the cross of Calvary for our sin. So your desire is to join the church by baptism, right? Do I hear a move and second to accept her as a candidate? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Boy, they all want you. They all want you. So we're going to have a baptizing here November the 15th, Sunday night. Plan for it if you hadn't planned to be here. And looking forward to that. I'll even heat the water for her. Well, she's a special young lady. Special young lady. I'll even heat the... had a baby dedication here last week with Ryan and Liz and their son, and I got thinking what a privilege it was. You know, Ryan had been here. He came before he was born. Came here. And then we see this generations. Well, I'm going to tell you, that gives me hope that this church is going to be here till the Lord Jesus comes back and calls it out. You think about it. That when we see these young people, Catherine's been here all her life. Now here's the daughters, grandparents sitting here. Praise the Lord. I like that. All right, y'all go be seated. All right, everybody stand your feet. We're going to be dismissed. All of you had a good time in the service today. Just say amen.